The lawsuits are starting over net neutrality, a minister of loneliness and recycling at Mickey D's. This is a Wednesday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.
Jennifer, we've tried to keep everybody up to date as much as possible on all of this net neutrality stuff, which is, it affects everybody who uses the internet. And getting rid of the Obama-era rules, which the FCC just repealed, gives internet companies a whole lot more control over what you can see. Now, a group of attorneys general from 21 states and the District of Columbia filed a lawsuit Tuesday to block the new rules. Also part of the lawsuit, Mozilla, which is the maker of Firefox, the web browser. There's a public interest group in there, Free Press, and New America's Open Technology Institute are also all part of this lawsuit. And you can actually probably count on a whole bunch more joining in.
Yeah, this isn't going away anytime soon.
No, it's not. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who is leading the whole deal, he said, that the end of net neutrality rules would hurt consumers and business. However, it's going to be tough. In the Senate, not so much. We just need two Republicans to say that they will vote for it. And Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins has already said she would support it. However, it'll likely face difficulties in the House because Republicans have a much stronger majority. And also, President Trump will likely just veto any change anyway. So still, though, this is an important thing for people to keep talking about because it could become a big campaign issue.
Absolutely, it could be. Yeah. And you're right. I mean, it's something that affects everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just regular, everyday people. It's, like you said, businesses. You name it.
I've been surprised from the start that more businesses aren't
coming out.
All these places that use, I don't know about you, but every media job I've had, we spend an enormous amount of time on the computer just searching and looking and finding stuff. And any type of change to how content is distributed online will affect all of those businesses.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then just any other business that uses the web for any type of transactions, and it also makes me wonder, so is it, because we're not hearing anything from like Amazon, is it good for them? Why aren't we hearing anything from these big companies? Do they stand to gain by getting rid of the net neutrality rules? No, there's nothing from Google. There's, Yahoo. There's nothing, So I'm a little, as I usually am, I'm very skeptical of what's going on out there. But this lawsuit has been filed, and it's going to be fun to kind of watch and see what happens moving forward.
Absolutely. And speaking of being online a lot,
yeah,
we all are, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of studies out there saying it makes people lonely. It makes people feel bad, especially social media. You spend any length of time on Facebook, Twitter, you name it, Instagram, and sometimes, it can change your outlook.
Right, you start looking at it, it's like, oh my God, all these people have these amazing lives, and what am I? I'm watching a rerun of Shark Tank or
exactly.
something,
Your FOMO. So Britain has now appointed its first ever Minister of Loneliness. And that's not the only reason, people feel lonely.
Right, they've been lonely well before the internet
came
around.
Exactly, but there is some truth to it. It causes, it's in many ways causes people to connect or allows people to, you reconnect with people you went to school with or you have a particular, health issue and there's online support and, in many ways it's helped people feel less lonely.
Yes. Yes, very true. Like it has helped,
right.
if you know how to use it and
right. If you're mindlessly sitting there just
scrolling
through. So Britain says more than nine, they've done, a whole bunch of studies and everyone's got their statistics about how many people are lonely on any given day. But Britain says more than 9 million people always or often feel lonely. And this statistic kind of shocked me made me pause. 200,000 older people have not had a conversation with a friend or relative in more than a month. And that's just something you take for granted. You have conversations every day. But
right.
Yeah, a month or more. So this Minister of Loneliness is going to go out and try to help combat it, you know. And Theresa May, the prime minister, said, you know, is quoted as saying, for far too many people, loneliness is a sad reality of modern life. And yeah, loneliness has been around forever and ever, but modern life kind of in many ways can contribute to,
you know,
to that.
And a little bit of like friendship, a little bit of reaching out to people goes a long way.
Right.
Quick example, I have a neighbor who I see rarely, you know, maybe once a month. And I ran into him last week and I was talking. And we ended up talking for a little while. And I said to him, I'm talking your ear off. I'm going to let you go and I'm going to head out. And he looked at me and he goes, this is the first real interaction I've had with somebody in a long time. He's like, talk all you want.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
So, you know, he's an older guy. He is partially disabled, and and he's sitting there in his house staring at YouTube videos, and somebody shows up to talk to him, and he's all over it.
Yeah.
So you know, and
you're
it doesn't
little...
take long. You know, I think I talked to him for 20 minutes, and he said it made his day. So
nice,
something to think about.
Definitely.
All right, moving on here, McDonald's. Not usually a fan of talking about McDonald's because I fear it's like just giving them free advertising. But this is
right.
Something good here. McDonald's has set a goal of recycling 100% sustainable packaging by 2025.
That's an ambitious goal.
It is an ambitious goal, considering just how much trash that company makes.
Yeah.
It wants to have 100% of its customer packaging come from renewable, recycled, or certified sources and have recycling available in all of its restaurants. Currently, about 50% of its guest packaging comes from sustainable resources, but only 10% of its restaurants are recycling. The company says it's making this move in response to customer demand, blah, blah, blah. You know, I have such an issue with this, and this is like something that, oh, this is so, we're doing this grand thing here. That company creates so much trash. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen it. It's been making the rounds on social media quite a bit. All of the pictures of the ocean full of all this garbage, you know, straws and cups and plastic, basically plastic and stuff that doesn't recycle, you know. I think, you know, soda companies and water bottled water companies, I think it's time to start holding them accountable. And, you know, I'm sure it is something that'll get passed on to the consumer at some point. But, you know, the idea that you charge them, you know, that they pay in some way to get back what they created, you know, instead of just making this product and then they send it out there, you buy it, and they forget about it, and they're completely without any type of recourse, you know.
Right.
You know, that plastic bottle that says Coca-Cola on it, Coca-Cola should be responsible for making sure that that's not there.
Right.
And I want more corporate accountability on that end as well, you know, beyond making a good product and safety and health and all that.
Right.
That's,
it's been too little too late.
Yeah,
this.
I know. I'm a little late on this.
But no,
this
I mean,
whole
stuff
islands
can still
in
be
the
taken,
ocean.
You know,
yeah.
To keep it from getting worse and, you know, cleaning up what can still be cleaned
right.
up. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I do credit McDonald's. I think it's a very ambitious
No, you're right. It's a
stop, but
I don't want to discount
it's 2017. Like, why didn't we?
We should have been doing this for
Wait,
so
it's
long.
It's 2018.
Oh, my God, yeah. I let that go. Right. I didn't even notice that you were in the wrong year, Jennifer.
But, yeah, I mean, why wasn't this?
Yeah, take some accountability. Take, you know, yeah, that's great. You're going to have all this sustainable packaging and you know, blah, blah, blah. But can I, you know what? Throw a logo on a big freighter and go and clean up the ocean over there. That's like half Big Mac packages.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, off my soapbox. I'm sorry. I'm done here. That's all I've got to say. Let's go on to a hashtag. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. we found a good one this morning. I thought it was kind of funny. It's called hashtag I pushed the wrong button and.
At junkie with a monkey.
Like it.
If I push the wrong button and called the wrong Batman.
Probably got the Ben Affleck Batman. Yeah. At Kayla Colgan says, I pushed the wrong button and a hand came out of nowhere and pulled me into a comic book.
What video was that?
It was
Take On Me.
Yeah.
at Twitty Culture. I pushed the wrong button and my Commodore 64 has been frozen since 1984.
I think I have one of those in the basement still frozen. At Shell My Bell 22 says, I pushed the wrong button and accidentally texted my ex.
Whoops.
You know what? I bet that wasn't by accident.
Yeah. You can pretend.
You always like say accident, but yeah.
At NZIM, I pushed the wrong button and now everyone is evacuating the building.
Ouch. At Darth Pingu says, I pushed the wrong button and released the Kraken. Oops, my bad.
At Devin Ireland, I pushed the wrong button and now I have to learn Chinese if I want to get through this ATM transaction. You know, I think once or twice years ago, I thought, oh, I'm going to try to brush up on, you know, my Spanish or try it in another language and see if I could figure it out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's not as easy as you think. I'm like, all right, I'm canceling this because I'm going to take out... I'm going to wipe everything out.
Back in the day, I changed my buddy's cell phone to Japanese, and it took us forever to figure out how to get it back to English because we couldn't read anything anymore. All right. At Gretel Sugar, going to close us out here with, I pushed the wrong button and accidentally released the hounds.
good stuff.
Yeah, all right. A couple of quick national days. It's National Bootleggers Day, so go get yourself some booze and go across the border with it. And National Hot Buttered Rum Day. And lastly, let's throw out a big happy birthday wish to Betty White. Crazy. How old is she?
96.
96.
And
still
strong.
Kicking, doing her thing, saving the animals.
Yes. If we could all be so lucky.
Still being raunchy funny because she can say stuff because she's
Betty
old.
White.
Do you have a favorite Betty White role?
Probably the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls,
yeah.
Rose on the Golden Girls. I loved her as Sue Ann Nivens on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was always hot for Lou Grant, and it was pretty darn funny.
I don't know. I think she could do no wrong, really.
No, I think you're right.
I mean, there's really no role that you think, eh.
Yeah, no, she's good stuff.
They cast the wrong person. Yeah. Like, she's, yeah.
All right, you know, I feel the same way about the morning feed.
As we all should.
And so why don't you subscribe to us on Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Also check us out on Facebook. And yeah, I think that's it for today. This has been a Wednesday edition of The Morning Feed. Thanks, as always, for listening. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.